BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians 15, verses 4b through 8. Jesus, raised on the third day. The bodily resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead is well documented. Apostle Paul records some eyewitnesses. The gospel writers record more, such as Matthew 28, Mark 16, Luke 24, these are chapters, John chapters 20 and 21, and Acts chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Other historical documents, both Christian and non-Christian, also record Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Clement of Rome's documents, both his letters were in 85 and 86 AD, they record it. The Jew historian Josephus, in his book Antiquities of the Jews, in 93 to 94 AD, record it. Ignatius of Antioch, his letters from 107 through 110 AD. The Roman historian Tacitus, in his Roman Annals in 116 AD, recorded. The Roman governor Pliny of the Younger's letters in 112 AD, also recorded. And there's many more that follow it. All these record the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. The apostles and many others held through threat, abuse, torture, and even to their martyrdom that Jesus rose bodily from the dead. They witnessed the empty tomb and met the resurrection Jesus, talked with him, listened to him, ate with him, and touched the holes in his hands and side. Then they said, "He ascended into heaven to be with his Father, as he had told them even before he died." Apostle Thomas was not with the other apostles when Jesus first time he appeared to them. When they told him, he would not believe them. With the doors locked, Jesus came and stood among them again and said, "Peace be with you." Then he addressed Thomas, "Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." John chapter 20, verses 24 through 29. Now, pay close attention to this exchange between Thomas and Jesus. Jesus did not say, "God, oh no, Thomas, I'm not God." No, Jesus did not say that. Jesus' reply to Thomas, whom said, "My Lord and my God," exclamation point, was, "Because you have seen me bodily raised from the dead, you have believed I am Lord and God." Then he added a very important fact about all who followed Thomas's declaration that Jesus is divine. All who believe in Jesus, who bodily rose from the dead, is Lord and God, is blessed. It goes without saying that if a person does not believe Jesus is Lord and God, they are not blessed.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study.